做的第一件事就是他赞美。
So verses 9 to 12 were Jacob's prayer to the Lord in the light of this very distressful situation.
刚才讲的是祷告，翻错了。这是九到十二节是主那个雅各对主的祷告文。
So we'll pick up the story in verse 13, but let's have a word of prayer first.
所以我们要从第十三节开始，就继续这个故事。我们首先来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that you're the God who's with us in the distresses of life.
对主，我们也感谢您，那就是说，在我们那样的痛苦的人生中，您是那一位与我们同在的神。
Help us, we pray, to acknowledge your presence and your power as Jacob did. And then, Lord, help us to rest in your presence and in your promises.
所以主啊，就是帮助我们，帮助我们，就是说是在我们的人生的困难的时候呢，就是意识到您与我们同在，就像雅各这样的一样。同样呢，就是帮助我们，让我们就是在您的应许和安息，应许和那个爱里有安息。
So help us as we study, we ask in Jesus' name.
所以当我们学习时，求您帮助我们。我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what do you do after you pray?
所以你祷告以后你该做什么？
And the answer from Jacob is you panic.
所以呢，就是说是从雅各的那个答案是他慌了。
You don't have to panic.
你不用慌。
But he panicked.
但他慌了。
So verse 13 says, So Jacob lodged there that same night and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau, his brother.
创世纪三十二章第十三节说，当夜雅各在那里住宿，就从他所有的物中拿礼物，要送给他哥哥以扫。
So the question is, if you were going to give your brother a present, what would you give him?
问题是你要送你哥哥礼物，你会送他什么呢？
Verse 14.
第十四节。
200 female goats and 20 male goats. 200 ewes and 20 rams.
所以第十四节，母山羊200只，公山羊20只，母绵羊200只，公绵羊20只。
That's 440 cattle.
这是440那个牲口。
Was he afraid of his brother?
害怕他的哥哥吗？
Yes.
是。
I just, how would you get 440 sheep and goats anyway? And what would you do with them? You give them all to your brother.
所以你怎么样呢？就是说拥有那个440只母羊，或者是就是绵羊呢？也供养绵羊呢，那么说呢，你怎么把他们搞在一起送给你哥哥呢？
And then you say, well, that's probably not enough. So verse 15, 30 milk camels and their colts.
你说这个可能还不够。第十五节说呢，奶崽子的骆驼30只。
So 30 milk camels and their colts, how many animals would that be?
所以呢，就是说有30只奶子的骆驼，咱们有多少只动物了？
That would be 60.
那么就是说是有60只。
So what's it bring the total up to?
那么的整个呢有多少呢？
500.
有500。
Okay, and then after that, 40 cows and 10 bulls.
所以在这以后母牛40只。
So that's 550.
所以是540只。
20 female donkeys and 10 foals.
所以公牛十只，母驴20匹。
580 animals.
所以580动物。
You think he was afraid of Esau?
因为他害怕以扫吗？
Yeah.
是。
So, I'd like to give you a present.
所以我想给送你礼物。
I don't know. Very few people come to me and say, I'd like to give you a present, Harold.
因为我真认为呢，就是很少有人来说。
I think if somebody offered me 580 animals, I'd probably have to say, excuse me, but I don't have enough room in my backyard for all those animals.
所以我认为如果有人呢跟我说呢要送给我580只动物呢，我说那非常感谢，但是我的后院可能装不下。
Verse 16, then he delivered them to the hand of his servants, every drove by itself. And said to his servants, pass on before me and put some distance between successive droves.
第十六节说，每样各分一群，交在仆人手下。接着仆人说，你们要在我前头过去，使群与群之间有空的地方。
So he probably put 100 in the first flock, and then another 100, then another 100, then another 100, until the last one, he maybe put 80, six droves, we don't know.
有可能就是说是这样呢，就是也一百一群，再接着又一百一群，再接着又一百一群，那么说最后呢，大概80只，那么说呢，我们就是说这里面可能有六群，我们不太清楚。
All right, so, verse 17, he commanded the first one, saying, when Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, say, to whom do you belong and where are you going? Whose are these in front of you? Then you shall say, they are your servant Jacob's. It is a present sent to my lord Esau, and behold, he also is behind us.
第十七节说他吩咐最先走的说，我哥哥以扫遇见你的时候问你说，你是哪家人，要往哪里去，你前头这些是谁的，你就说是你仆人雅各的，是送给我主以扫的礼物，看呢，他自己也在我们后面。
Verse 19, so he commanded the second and the third and all who followed the drove, saying, in this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him, and also say, behold us.Sorry, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me.
第十九节说呢，他又吩咐第二、第三和一切赶群畜的人说，你们遇见以扫的时候也要这样对他说，并且你们要说，请看，你仆人雅各在我们后面。你雅各心里说，我就是在我前头去的礼物，解他的恨，然后再见他的面，或许他会接纳我。
Well, at least, excuse me, at least he's saying I'm sorry.
最少呢，他说对不起。
Sometimes an apology can be pretty cheap.
所以有时候呢，一个道歉呢，会非常的便宜。
Was Jacob sincere in his apology?
所以呢，就是说是雅各在他的道歉中是真诚的吗
？In some respects, yes, he was.
在某种意义上的说呢，他是的。
Maybe terrorized too much.
可能呢，他太害怕了。
Maybe trusting in his own initiative too much and not relying on the Lord, but at least he did something.
所以也许呢，他太依靠他自己所有的东西了，而不是依靠主。但是呢，最少他做了点什么。
Verse 21, so the present went on before him, but he himself lodged that night in the camp.
第二节说，于是礼物先过去了，那夜雅各在队中住宿。
And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the brook.Of Jabbok.
第二节说他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并11个儿子，都过了雅伯渡口。
So he sent the 11 of them over the brook, and sent over what he had. And then Jacob, verse 24, was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day.
第二三节先打发他们过河，又叫所有的都过去。第二四节只剩雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
So this is an amazing story, not the kind of story that happens all the time.
这是一个非常神奇的故事，并不是说是经常会发生的故事。
In fact, Jacob was brought very low.
所以呢，就是说，事实上呢，雅各呢，相当的放低自己。
He just met his father-in-law, and his father-in-law would have done him much harm if God hadn't stopped him.
所以呢，他这刚刚呢，就遇见过他的岳父。岳父呢，如果说神没有阻止他的岳父的话呢，他呢，他岳父可能对他伤害很大。
And now his brother is coming against him with 400 men.
因为他的哥哥现在来了，带着400人。
And so Joseph sends on 580 animals.
因为雅各呢就送了，就是说是580只动物。
His four wives, his 11 sons.
他4个妻子和11个儿子。
And he stays behind.
他呢，在最后。
Do you think he was afraid?
你认为他害怕吗?
I think he was afraid.
我认为他非常害怕。
And there was a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day.
有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
We're not told precisely who the man was, but the context makes it clear it was God who was wrestling with him.
因为我们呢，不知道他到底这个人是谁，但是根据上下文的关系来说，是神在跟他摔跤。
Sometimes at the very low point in life, you spend a lot of time with God, don't you?
所以呢，在你人生最低谷的时候，你要花大量时间和神在一起，是不是呢？
What did Jonah do when he was in the belly of the whale?
那么约拿在那个鲸鱼的肚子里的时候，他在干什么呢？
You think he said, I'm going to lie back and have a good sleep?
你认为他说呢，我躺下来睡个好觉吗？
You think I'd like to have lunch?
你认为他那时候想吃午餐吗？
He prayed.
他祷告。
And it's a wonderful thing to pray.
祷告是一件奇妙的事情。
He'd prayed the night before.
在那一天，那一夜之前在祷告。
But now he's praying more sincerely.
但是他现在更加真诚地祷告了。
Prayer is a wonderful thing.
祷告是一项奇妙的事情。
Sometimes you think God is forcing people to pray.
所以有时候呢，你觉得那神呢，强迫人去祷告。
Don't wait till you're forced. Keep on praying.
不要等你被强迫的时候再祷告，要一直祷告。
Verse 25, now when God saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
He put his hand on his body.
所以他把他的手放在他身体上。
Sometimes people become very serious with God when their body's in trouble.
所以有些人呢，就是当他们的身体出现问题的时候呢，他们就认真地对待神了。
I remember one day I'd had a heart attack.
我记得有一次呢，我的心脏病发作了。
I thought, what do I do now?
我现在我该做点什么呢？
I went to the hospital.
我去到了医院。
And they did a few things.
他们做了几件事。 And
then they sent me to my bed.
所以呢，他们对我说呢。
When I got there, I said, now what should I do?
所以呢，他们当我到那的时候，他们说，我应该做什么？
What do you think I did?
你认为我做了什么？
I prayed, didn't I?
我祷告，是不是？
I said, Lord, I don't know what you're doing.
对，我说。
And then I started to pray.
我就说，主啊，我不知道您在做什么，但是我要祷告。
That's good. Keep praying.
这是好的，要一直祷告。
Pray in the good times. Pray in the trouble times.
在好日子祷告，在麻烦的日子也要祷告。
Jacob prayed all night.
所以雅各整夜的祷告。
The Lord Jesus often prayed all night.
我们的主耶稣经常的整夜祷告。
We don't usually pray all night.
我们并不是经常说整夜祷告。
But this night Jacob prayed all night.
但这晚呢，雅各呢，整晚的祷告。
Good man.
一个好人。
So, verse 26 says, God said, let me go, for the day breaks. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
雅各说，那你不给我祝福，我就不让你走。
That's a strange kind of a prayer.
这是有点奇怪的祷告。
But it certainly showed the sincerity of his heart.
肯定是表明了他内心的真诚。So
he said to him, what is your name?
所以他说呢，你的名字叫什么？
And he said, Jacob.
他说我名叫雅各。What
happened when Isaac asked him that question a few years earlier?
因为就是当那个以撒在几年之前问这个问题的时候，发生了什么？
Isaac said, "What is your name?"
所以以撒说呢，你的名字叫什么？
Jacob said, "My name is Esau."
他说我的名字叫以撒。
God asked him, "What's your name?"
所以神问他，你的名字叫什么？
And he was honest. And he didn't say Esau. He said, "I'm just Jacob."
所以这次他是诚实的，他并没有说他是以扫，他说我是雅各。
What's the word Jacob mean?
那雅各的意思是什么？
Well, it means grasper, supplanter, cheat.
所以这个呢，其实是个抓的，是个那个欺骗者。
It's not a terribly complimentary name.
所以这个不是一个褒义的名字。
Verse 28, God said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with man and have prevailed."
第二十八节说，那人说：“你的名字不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你作为一位王子，与神与人较力，都得了胜。
What was the strength of Jacob?
”那么雅各的力量从哪来的？
He kept on struggling. He kept on going. He kept on going in the right direction.
他呢，一直呢保持呢那个争斗，一直保持往前走，一直保持往正确的方向走。
He serves Laban for 7 years and gets married to the wrong woman.
因为他呢为那个拉班呢服侍了7年，娶了错的女人。
But he keeps going, and he goes for another 7 years to get the lady he wants.
但是他坚持下去，坚持下去，再服侍他7年呢，得到了那位他想要的女人。
And then his father-in-law changes his wages 10 times.
因为他的岳父呢，改变他的工价10次。
And he keeps going.
他呢也仍然坚持下去。
And God said, "Go home."
神说回家。
And Jacob said, "If I go home, my brother is going to kill me."
雅各说呢，如果我回家，我的哥哥会杀了我。
And God said, "Jacob, go home."
所以神说呢，雅各回家去吧。
And Jacob obeyed, and he went home.
所以雅各呢，顺服了，回家了。
Was he afraid as he went?
当他走的时候，他害
Yeah,
怕吗？
he was afraid. Very few people more fearful than this man.
所以呢，这个呢，是的，他非常害怕，很少有人像这个人这么害怕过。
All right, so verse 28 again. Your name shall be called Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men, and you have prevailed.
第二十八节说，那人说：“你的名字不要再叫雅各，就叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。
Don't quit.
不要放弃。
Are you afraid?
你害怕吗？
Yep.
是。
You see problems ahead?
你看见前面的问题了吗？
Yep. What are you going to do?
那你怎么做？
You're going to pray and keep going.
你祷告，继续前行。
And that's what he did. He prayed and kept going.
这就是你应该祷告，继续前行。
And so instead of now being Jacob, he's called Israel.
他现在不再叫雅各了，他叫以色列。
And Israel means a prince with God.
所以呢，以色列的意思呢，就是说和神在一起的王子。
Now, I apologize, I should have checked on this beforehand, but I'm going to ask Norma. Norma, do you remember the name for Israel that you were trying to teach me years ago when I didn't listen?
所以呢，他说呢，我抱歉，我应该早一点去查这个词。他问 Norma 记不记得呢？就是很多年前，他向他试图教 Harold 的这个以色列的是什么意思的时候呢，他并没有在听。
Can you remember that?
记得吗？
She has just a slight twist on the name, which is very good, and she will tell you that next week.
他现在呢，在这个方面有点纠结，他
Okay,
会
because
下
she
个星
can't
期再告诉
remember
你。
it now, and I can't either.
Is it readable?
No.
所以呢，
We'll get it next week.
所以他现在如果不记得了，我肯定记不得了。那么下个星期我们再来讲。
The wonderful thing is, God wants to change me.
最奇妙的事情呢，是神呢，他想要改变我。
From what I was to what he wants me to be.
我从我过去的样子改成他想要我成为的样子。
So we sang it, didn't we?
所以我感谢他，是不是？
I can't even remember what we sang now. What were the words we sang?
所以呢，我就不记得，那就是我们唱的是一个什么歌，我们唱的什么。Things are different now.
Things are different now. That's right. Something happened to me when I gave my life to Jesus, my heart to Jesus.
所以事情变得不一样了。自从呢，就是有些事情在我身上发生了。所以呢，自从我把我的心献给了主耶稣基督，一切都变了。
Jacob, you're going to be a different man now.
雅各，你现在要成为一个不同的人。
You're going to be Israel.
他叫以色列。
Do you remember another story like that in the Bible?
你记得在圣经里还有另外一个故事跟这类似的吗？
The Lord Jesus met Simon one day.
那时候耶稣基督呢，有一次呢，碰到了西门。
The Lord said, Simon, you're going to be Peter.
主说呢，西门，你将叫彼得。
And by the grace of God, the Lord made him Peter.
借着神的恩典呢，神把他变成了彼得。
How long did it take?
花了多长时间
？Until just after Jesus went to heaven.
所以，直到主耶稣基督去了天家。
The change that God wants to make in you and me might take a long time.
所以，神要在你我身上做的改变呢，可能要花很长时间。
Why would it take a long time?
为什么要花很长时间呢？
Because for most of us, we got a long way to go. It's a long way from Jacob to Israel.It's a long way from the sinner Harold to the saint Harold. Long way. It takes a long time.
因为呢，我们在人生中有很长的路要走。从雅各呢到以色列呢，花了很长的路。帮他们说，从一个罪人 Harold 呢到一个圣徒 Harold， 也要花很长的时间。
So when I first read this story, of Jacob being renamed Israel, I thought, boy, that's marvelous. That's the end of all his problems.
所以呢，当我第一次读到这个故事的时候呢，我说那雅各呢变成以色列，我说哎呀，这个非常好。那么呢，他的所有的麻烦就终结了。
And then I kept on reading, and I said, "That's not the end of all Jacob's problems."
然后我一直读下去了，我说这并不是他的那个问题麻烦的终结。
What happens after this?
在这之后发生了什么呢
？God is working in Jacob to make him Israel.
所以神在雅各里面做工，要把它变成以色列。
All right, he says, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. You will become Israel."
你的名字呢？不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。你会成为以色列的。
All right, then verse 29. Then Jacob asked him, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray."And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there.
第二九节，雅各问他说：“求你将你的名字告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名？”于是，在那里给雅各祝福。
So verse 30, Jacob called the name of the place Peniel.
所以呢，第三十节，雅各便给那地方起名叫比勒伊勒。
He says, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved."
他的意思就是说，我面对面见了神，我的性命得以保全。
So he'd seen God, he'd wrestled with God, and his life was preserved. And so he calls it Peniel, the face of God.
所以这个里面呢，他呢就是说是看见了神，他与神呢摔跤，但是他的生命呢。得到了保留，所以他把那个名地方起名字叫比鲁伊勒，就是神之面的意思。
Do you think he remembered that into the future?
因为在将来他会记得这一点吗
？Think he remembered that night?
因为那天晚上他记得吗
？And there's days and nights in your life you remember.
在你人生里有那样的日子和晚上，你是记得的。
And when there were times when you wrestled with God, and God was gracious to you.You remember?
当你与神摔跤的时候，那神对你们大施恩典，你是记得的。
So verse 31 says, just as he crossed over Penuel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip.
第三十一节说，日头照着他的时候，雅各经过比鲁伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
The sun rose on him. It had been night before. The sun's rising now.
所以呢，那个日头照出来了，太阳升起了，这应该是在下第二天的早上。
Going to be an easy, easy, carefree day?
所以呢，是非常容易、容易的一个自由的一天吗？
No.
不是。
What's it going to be?
那会是怎么样子的呢？
It's going to be a day. It's going to be a day when the sun is shining.
因为就是说在一个阳光明媚的一天。It's
going to be a day when the care of God is with him.
就是说当神的看顾在他与他同在的时候。
Not necessarily easy, but God is going to be with him.
但是并不是非常容易的一天，但是神会与他同在。
And he limped on his hip.
他的大腿就瘸了。
And everywhere he went, it was thump, 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 thump.
他不管走到哪里，就要这么松松松。
And it reminded him that God had promised. God had promised. Even in the sorrow of the limp, he realized God was with him. God was with him. God was with him.
其实这个就是说，那就是说是神与他神与他同在。所以那就每次呢，就算他瘸腿的时候呢，神的应许，神的应许。那么说呢，每次呢都让他想起神与他同在，神与他同在。
Verse 32, therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank.
第三十节，故此以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。
And so, when this was written, probably, I don't know, a few hundred years later, the children of Israel were still not eating that part of the body of the animals, a sheep's body, or they wouldn't eat that part in remembrance of what God did to Jacob that night.
其实这个什么几后面的几百年以后呢，以色列人他们一直记得这一点，他们不吃任何动物的身体的那个方面的，就那个部分的东西，也许是羊的那个部分的，他们呢不这么不吃的目的是要记得那个神在那天晚上在雅各身上所行的事。
It's important to remember what God did to you.
所以神记住神对你所做的事情是重要的吗？
It's important also to remember what God did to others, especially others in your own spiritual or physical family.
因为这个是重要的吗？记得神在你的其他的人，就是说你周围的人，特别是你家里的人，他们身上所行的事情吗？
And so periodically, I think, what should I do?
你经常说呢，我想呢，我该做什么呢
？And then I remember what my mother did, what my father did, what the saints at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel did, what other people I respect did in great times of trouble. I remember that, and then I say, Harold, they did that. You'd better do that too.
比如说，我记得我妈妈、我爸爸他们还有在第十六节福音教会的这些圣徒们，还有其他我尊重的人，他们在人生的极大的困难的时期，他们做的是什么？我就自己说，我说 Harold， 他们那么做，你也要那么去做。
Okay, verse three, chapter three, 33, verse one. Now Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and there was Esau coming, and with him 400 men.
然后第三章第一节说，雅各举目观看，见以扫来了，后面跟着400人。
Do you think 400 men would kick up a little dust?
所以呢，你认为就是400人呢会掀起尘头吗
？And Jacob said, Lord, I prayed all night, I wrestled with you all night. I, what am I? Here he comes. Look, there's 400 of them, Lord.
比如说那个就是那个雅各说，主啊，我整夜的祷告，我整夜的与你摔跤，那么说我今天早上一睁眼，你看看400人来了。
So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants.
然后他就把孩子分开交给利亚、拉结的两个使女。
So he'd already divided the animals into various flocks. Now he's dividing his children.
已经把那些牲口呢分成了几群，现在呢，他把他孩子呢也分开了。
And he put the maid servants and their children up front, Leah and her children behind him, and Rachel and Joseph last.
然后第二节说呢，并且叫两个使女和他们的孩子在前头，利亚和他的孩子在后头，拉结和约瑟在最后。
Then he crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother.
他自己在他们前头过去，一连七次俯伏在地，才靠近他哥哥。
Marvelous line, isn't it?
这是很神奇的一句话，是不是
？He crossed over before them.
他自己在他们前头过去。
He said, "I'm the man who's responsible here. I've got all my family, my loved ones behind me. I will go before them."
他说呢，我是现在这里要负责任的这个男人了，我的所有的家人呢都在我后面，我要走在他们前面去。
He sent the cattle ahead of him.
然后呢，他把那个就是牲畜也放在他前面。
But he went before his family, good man Jacob.
但是呢，他就站在他家人的前面，哎，是个好人雅各。
He bowed himself to the ground seven times.
所以他一连七次俯伏在地。
Do you think his brother probably figured that Jacob was a little bit repentant?
所以呢，你认为他的哥哥呢，是不是想出看出来他的弟弟雅各有点悔改了呢
？Sometimes people say I'm sorry.
有些人呢，有时候有些人说我对不起。
Usually they say it in such a way that if you listen really carefully, you can't be sure what they said.
所以呢，有时候呢，就是如果你仔细去听他说对不起的话呢，你不觉得他是真对不起。
You ever heard anybody say sorry?
有没有听到有人说对不起
？And you say, if you mean it, why don't you try to enunciate it, please?
所以呢，说如果你真的是真诚道歉，为什么你不说清楚呢
？Jacob bowed himself seven times. He was sorry.
所以那些那个雅各呢，七次俯伏，他是真的抱歉。
Verse 4 is an amazing verse.
所以呢，第四节是一个非常神奇的一节经文。
Esau ran to meet him and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept.
所以第四节说，以扫跑过来迎接他。将他抱住，又搂着他的颈项亲他，两个人就哭了。
How did that happen?
这个是怎么发生呢
？Well, number one, God had been working for years on Jacob's heart to bring him to the point of humility.
第一个呢，就是神呢多年来在那个雅各的内心做工，让他能够谦卑。
But God had also been working on Esau's heart.
同样的，神也在以扫的内心做工。
And you sometimes hear people say, "Well, there's a problem there. You go speak to him."
有时候呢，你就说，哎，这里有问题，你去跟他讲。
And the man says, "He'll never listen."
那个人说，他永远不会听的。
No point speaking to him. He'll never listen.
如果他不听呢，跟他讲没什么意义。
Jacob, go speak to Esau.He'll never listen. He's got 400 men with him. I'll be dead before supper time.
所以那个雅各呢，他就跟以扫讲话。以扫就说，他说他并没有说他有400个人。那么说，在吃晚饭之前，我可能已经死了。
And God says, "I can change the other person's heart just like change your heart, Jacob."
所以那神说呢，我可以改变另外一个人的内心，就像雅各我改变你的内心一样。
Well.I just think that's a wonderful verse.
我认为这是一奇妙的一节经文。
All right, so verse 5. Esau lifted up his eyes and saw the women and children and said, "Whose are these with you?"
第五节说呢，以扫举目望，看见妇人和孩子们，就说这些和你同行的是谁呢
And he said, these are the children whom God has graciously given your servant.
雅各说,
Did he give God glory for this?
他有没有把荣耀归神为了这些呢?
These are the children God has graciously given your servant. I've told you before that this family was the greatest family that the world has ever known.
我以前跟大家讲过，这个大家庭呢是世界上有史以来人类知道的最伟大的家庭。
They didn't start out that way. They were a bunch of bad boys. But Jacob was honest enough to say, God has graciously given me these.
所以呢，就是说是雅各呢，他也足够的谦卑，说这些孩子是神赐给你仆人的。
Did Jacob plan to have four wives?
所以呢，雅各计划有娶4个妻子吗？
Did he plan to have all those children?
他计划有那么多孩子吗？ 没有。
Did he thank God for what he gave him in spite of the fact that he never intended to marry Leah in the first place?
他有没有把这个那个他有没有去感谢神呢？就算他刚开始都根本就没有打算娶莉亚的时候呢？
It's easy to thank God for what you wanted and you understood.
所以呢，这是说，如果你神给了你想要的，你理解的，这样你就很容易感谢神。
Could you thank God for something you didn't want and didn't understand?
你能不能去感谢神，就是说这是神给了你一些你不想要的，你也不并不喜欢的东西呢？
Why didn't you get what you wanted?
他为什么不把你想要的给你呢？
Because God had something better for you.
因为神有更好的东西要给你。
I wanted Rachel, I married Leah.
我要娶拉结，但是我却娶了莉亚。
God says, I know.
神说我知道。
But I'm going to give you both.
但是我想把两个都给你。
Marvelous. Jacob simply says, the children whom God has graciously given your servant.
所以呢，非常神奇。雅各说呢，这些孩子是神赐给你仆人的。
How would you summarize yesterday?
你怎么去总结昨天?
Well, that's the day that God graciously gave to you, isn't it?
那些日子是神施恩赐给你的，是不是呢？
Sometimes that's awfully easy to say.
所以呢，有时候呢，非常容易那么去讲。
Sometimes it's awfully hard to say.
有时候呢，非常难那么去说。
And at this point, it was easy for Jacob to say it, but it was hard earlier.
所以在这一个点上，对雅各来说是很容易去说的，但是在早些时候对他来说很难说出来。
Verse 6, then the maidservants came near, they and their children, and bowed down to Esau.
第六节，于是两个使女和她的孩子们呢，转过来屈身。
And Leah also came near with her children, and they bowed down to Esau.
利亚和他的孩子也过来屈身。
Afterward, Joseph and Rachel came near, and they bowed down to Esau.
随后，约瑟和拉结也过来屈身。
And then Esau changes the subject and said, what do you mean by all this company which I met?
然后呢，以扫呢改变了这个话题。他说呢，我所遇见的这些群畜是什么意思呢？
What did you mean by all these animals? 580 of them.
你这一群这个动物是什么意思呢？ 580只。
Jacob was honest.
雅各是诚实的。
He said, these are to find favor in the sight of my Lord.
雅各说是要在我主眼前蒙恩的。
I gave them to you because I wanted to find favor.
所以呢，我把这些给你，是要在你面前蒙恩。
Esau said, I've got enough, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself.
所以呢，雅各说呢，哥哥，我已经有足够的了，把这些东西呢留给你自己用。
So, what do you think Esau had?
你认为以扫有什么？
Well, Esau had 400 men.
以扫有400人。
Do you think he had 400 animals?
你认为他有400只动物吗？
I think Esau was pretty rich, frankly.
我认为以扫呢非常有钱，坦率地说。
Esau says, I've got enough. Don't worry, I've got enough.
以扫说呢，我足够了，我够了，所以呢，你不要管。
And Jacob said, no, please, if I have found favor in your sight, then receive my present from my hand, inasmuch as I have seen your face, as though I had seen the face of God, and you were pleased with me.
第十节说，雅各说，不，我若是在你眼前蒙恩，就求你从我手里收下这礼物，因为我见了你的面，如同见了神的面，并且你悦纳了我。
He said, 580 animals are nothing compared to the fact that you have seen me and I have seen you and you have been pleased with me.
他基本上说呢，这个啊，580只动物呢，跟你我见了面，你悦纳了我，比起来什么都不是。
So verse 11 says, please take my blessing that is brought to you.Because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it.
第十一节说，请你收下我带来给你的礼物，因为神恩待我所充足。雅各再三的求他，他才收下了。
Have you noticed how often Jacob keeps on talking about God?
所以你有没有注意到那个就是雅各是多经常的提到神呢？
He keeps on referring to God because he knows that what has happened is that God has been working behind the scenes.
他一直能把这些都指向神，因为他知道所有的这一切发生的都是神在幕后所做的工。
Verse 11, take my blessing that is brought to you because God has dealt graciously with me.
你这个他说呢，你就把第十一节说呢，就是啊，你啊，就是你收下我，你求你从我手里收下这礼物，因为神对我是大施恩典。
This is the way the story is going. Jacob is saying it's all God. God's been with me. God has helped me. And Esau, thank you for doing what you're doing. God has been gracious to me.
那个雅各呢，一直说那也。以扫，你收下这些，收下这些，因为神呢，他恩待于我，恩待于我，所以求你收下我带来给你的礼物。
And so verse 11 ends with the phrase, "And he urged him, and he took it."
第十一节的结尾说呢，他雅各再三求他，他才收下了。
You think Esau was glad to get it?
你认为以扫很高兴得到这些礼物吗？是。
And he says, "I don't need it." And mean protested, but Jacob knew that he would like it, and he was happy to take it.
所以呢，就是说，他说呢，我不需要这些呢，是因为他是有点谦让，但是呢，雅各呢知道他想要，他就说呢，你收下吧，收下吧。
Now, years ago, I heard a sermon.
因为很多年前，我听到一篇讲道。
I have no idea who was preaching or what he was talking about.All I know is he focused on the word enough in verses, where are we here? It's verses 9 and 11.
这个里面呢，我不知道谁讲的道，他讲的什么道，我也完全不知道了。但是我知道他的焦点放在那个第九节和第十一节里讲的，这个是够了。
And the preacher said,Actually, those two words are not identical in the Hebrew language.
其实这个讲道人说呢，其实上这几个词呢，在那个就是希伯来语里面，不是有很明确的定义。
In verse 9, the word enough means enough.
所以呢，在第九节里，已经够了，它的意思就是够了。
But in verse 11, the word enough means all.
因为在第十一节里，这个够了的意思呢，就是所有的。
Esau says, I've got enough, but I wouldn't mind a little more.
所以以扫说呢，我已经足够了，但是呢，我不建议多拿一点。
Jacob says, I've got enough, but I've got all.
所以呢，雅各说呢，我有足够的，但是呢，我拥有了全部。
Would you remember, if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, You don't just have enough.
所以呢，你有没有注意到，如果你呢得到的接受主耶稣基督呢为你的个人救主的话，你并不是说你得到足够的东西。
You've got all the Lord needs to give you for your sufficiency.
所以你得到的所有的，就是说是神呢提供给你的，是你得到充足的。
You've got all you need. Jacob, good for you.
所以你得到的，你所有你需要的，雅各，对你来说是有好处。
Jacob was a businessman. Would he have liked those 480 animals?
所以雅各呢是个生意人，他想要那580只动物吗？
The answer is sure. But after he gave them away, how much did he have?
那当然是的，但是呢，他如果他把这送出去了，他还有多少呢？
He had all.
他呢有了所有的。
That's why we remember the Lord every Sunday morning.
因为什么我们每天星期天早晨来纪念主，
We bow our hearts before him.
我们在他面前呢，就是说是放低我们的心。
And we say, Lord Jesus, I've got you as my Savior. I don't need anything else.
因为我们说呢，主啊，主耶稣啊，我现在得到你做我的救主，我现在什么都不求了。
All right. So verse 12 now. Then Esau said, "Let us take our journey. Let us go. I will go before you."
第十二节说，那以扫说呢，我们可以起身前往呢，我在你前头走。
Esau said, "Good to see you. Let's go together. We'll all go together."
以扫说呢，非常高兴看到你，我们一起走吧。
And Jacob basically says no.
雅各基本上说不。
Verse 13, Jacob said to him, My Lord knows the children are weak, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me. And if men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die.
第三节，雅各对他说："我主知道孩子们柔弱，牛羊也年幼，若是催赶一天，群畜都必死了。"
Please let my Lord, that would be, please, Esau, where am I? He's saying, please let my Lord, that's Esau, go on ahead before his servant, which is me. I will lead on slowly at a pace which the livestock that go before me and the children are able to endure until I come to my Lord in Mount Seir.
所以这个里面第十四节说，求我主，这是以扫在仆人，这个仆人就是雅各，求我主在仆人前头走，我要量着在我面前群畜和孩子们的力量，慢慢的前行，直走到西尔，我主那里。
So verse 12 says, Esau said, "Let's go together. We'll go to my house in Mount Seir."
因为第十二节说呢，以扫说呢，我们一起走。我要走到我们的家里在，西尔这儿。
He said, Esau, if we do that, my cattle may die and my children may not be well. I can't go. You go ahead. I will come slowly.
雅各说呢，姨嫂了，我们不能那么做。如果我们这么赶着走的话呢，我的，那个牲口都快死了。我的孩子呢，有时候都会生病，所以我不能先去，你先走。
Do you think Esau understood that?
你认为以扫理解这一点吗？
Not really. I don't think he did. I don't think Esau understood animals. I don't think Esau really cared about animals. Esau liked to kill animals, but he didn't really love them very much.
因为我不认为以扫理解这一点。以扫呢，他根本就不了解动物。不了解动物呢，他也没养过动物，他喜欢那啥动物，所以他根本就不关心动物的死活。
But more importantly, I think that Jacob realized that friendship with Esau was not going to be very good.
所以呢，我认为雅各呢，他已经意识到和那个以扫之间的这样的友谊呢，不会持续太久。
They hadn't got along well in the past, and sooner or later, I think he thought, We're not going to get along in the future either. So he said, You go ahead, Esau. I'll follow at my pace. I'm not going to go with you at this time.
在这个里面呢，就认为呢，以扫和雅各呢，他们以前就不和。那么说呢，他以后呢，他们如果在一起呢，迟早的他们重新会变得不和。所以雅各说呢，以扫，你往前面走，哦，按照我的那个步骤走。
And Esau kindly, verse 15, said, Now let me leave you some of the people who are with me. But Jacob said, What need is there? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that day on his way to Mount Seir.
15:5说，以扫说：“现在让我把跟随我的人留几个在你这里。”雅各说：“何必呢？只要在我主眼前蒙恩就是了。”于是以扫当天起行，回往西尔去了。
Now Esau says, I'll leave some of these 400 men with you. They can help look after your flocks and they can work with you. They can work for you. I'll just leave them with you.
以扫说呢，我把这400人中间呢留几个在你这里，他们呢可以帮助你，可以为你工作，所以呢，他看看他们能为你们做些什么。
And so Jacob said, No, I'll go on independently, thank you.
这雅各说不，我自己独自走，谢谢你。
I'm not sure of all the implications of all these stories. I keep on reminding you of some of them, though, and that is that Esau basically says, I can help you. I think Jacob was saying, No, the Lord is sufficient to help me. I don't need your help, Esau.
因为我一直跟大家能讲的这些故事里面的这些故事的意义，但是呢，我一直在思考。这个时候呢，就是说是在这个故事里，以扫说呢，我要留几个人呢去帮助你。那雅各基本上说，我有的主，我已经足够了，所以我不需要你的帮助。
When you get over to the, excuse me, when you get over to the New Testament, you will find that the Lord says, "Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. If you go with them, they could be a hindrance to you."
你这个里面呢，就是说是啊，如果你读到新约里面去，主会跟我们讲说的，不要与那些跟你那个不平等的人同父异轭，那迟早的那些人呢会阻碍你的。
Be very reluctant to seek the help of those who don't love Jesus when you know that all your help comes from Jesus.
所以呢，你要非常仔细的小心，不要去想寻求那些不爱主耶稣基督的人的帮助，因为你有主耶稣基督来帮助你。
Now, verse 17 says, Jacob journeyed to Succoth, built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth.
17节说，雅各就往苏格去了，在那里为自己盖了一个房屋，又为牲畜搭棚，因此那地方名叫苏格。
So did Jacob go to Mount Seir after Esau?
所以呢，雅各有没有跟着以扫去到西尔山呢？
Isn't that strange? He didn't go.
这个非常奇怪，他并没有去。
They would have had a difference of opinion in the first mile because Jacob didn't want to go to Mount Seir to Esau. He'd been told to go back to his father.
他们在前一里就有不同的观点，因为呢，就是说是当时以扫想要他跟他一起去到西尔山，而雅各呢自己却去到了苏格。
Why didn't Jacob say to Esau, "Sorry, Esau, I can't go with you to Mount Seir. I'm going back to my father. I'm going back to Isaac."
所以呢，就是为什么雅各呢，他不跟那个以扫先说，对不起，哥哥，我不能跟你去希尔山，我要去回到我父亲以撒的地方呢？
And I think maybe his problem was he was afraid to tell Esau.
所以我想呢，可能他的问题是呢，他很怕告诉以撒这一点。
It's true, even in the best of times, you could be possibly tempted to tell a lie, couldn't you?
因为这个也是个事实，是不是呢？在你人生最好的时刻，你也有这样的诱惑去撒谎，是不是？
So, Jacob, you should have said, I'm going to see my father. I'm not going to Mount Seir to see you.
雅各，你应该那么说，你应该说呢，我不跟你去希尔山，我要去找我的父亲那里去。
So, I'm just trying to find the verse where the Lord said to Esau or to Jacob, "You return." Someone will help me find that.
因为我就要找那一节经文，主跟那个，就是雅各说：“那你回到你的自己的地方去。
”Which is it?
Thirty-one,
verse three. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Right, return to the land of your fathers and your kindred, and I will be with you."
第31节第三节说呢，耶和华的雅各说：“你要回你父辈之地，到你本族那里去，我必与你同在。
All right, was Mount Seir where Esau lived, was that the land of his fathers or the land of his kindred?
你这个里面呢，就是说，那么以扫所住的那个西尔山，是他的父辈的地方吗？是他本族的地方吗？
And the answer is no. He wasn't told to go with Esau to Mount Seir. He was told to go back to the land of his fathers.
答案是不是的？他被告知呢，并不是去跟他哥哥去的西尔，是被告知他回到他的父辈的地方去。
So Jacob journeyed to Succoth, built himself a house, made booths for his livestock. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth.
雅各就往苏哥去了，在那里为自己盖了一个房屋，又为牲口搭棚，因此那地方叫苏哥。
Why didn't he go to his father?
所以他为什么要跟着他父亲走？
He got close.
他已经很
He
近
got to the land, but he didn't get to the family.
了。所以他已经很近了，他到那片土地上了，但是他们却没有回到家里去。
Verse 18 says, Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan Aram, and he pitched his tent before the city.
然后第18节说，雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候，到了迦南地示剑的撒冷城，在城东支搭帐篷。
And he bought the parcel of land where he had pitched his tent from the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of silver. Then he erected an altar there and called it El Eloah Israel.
然后呢，第19节说，他就用100块钱向示剑的父亲哈莫的孩子们买下了支帐篷的那块地，在那里筑了一座坛，起名叫伊利伊罗伊以色列。
So you say, Jacob, why don't you go back to Isaac and Rebekah?
所以呢，你说雅各，你为什么不回到那个拿杰和那个以撒那里去呢？
And I'm not sure.
我不是很确定。
But I think it's possible for you and I to see marvelous deliverance of the Lord and praise Him for His wonderful acts and then move ahead slowly and incompletely.
因为我认为呢，对你我来说呢，我们看见呢，主给我们的就是奇妙的这样的作为和指引，但是我们自己的行动呢，却是慢慢的，却不是完完全全照着去做的。
And Jacob seen wonderful things from the Lord?
所以雅各有没有看到神行的奇妙的事情呢？
Yes.
有。
But he seems to be slowing down.
但是看起来他有点慢下来了。
Having received all these good things from the Lord, he sort of, I think heaves a sigh of relief and puts his feet down, has a seat, and says, "Take it easy for a while."
所以呢，就是他已经呢，从那个神那里得到的这些所有的奇妙的事情以后呢，他看起来呢有点放松了，然后认为呢，他现在就是自己要休息一下，把腿伸直来躺一会儿。
So he built himself a house, verse 17. He bought some land, verse 19. And I think he's basically saying, "I'm going to settle down."
因为第17节说呢，他在那里建了个房子，那么第19节说呢，他又买了一块地。我认为呢，他说呢，我应该定居下来了。
Okay, the Lord has saved you, and he's called you to go on in service for him to heaven. Don't settle down in the meantime and say, I think I've done really well. I'm going to relax a while.
因为就是那主呢，他呢拯救了你，让你去服侍他，直到你去了天家。不要说是你认为呢，我到这里呢已经够了，所以呢，我现在要在这里定下来，我要稍微休息一会儿。
We have a phrase in English. We don't use it very often, thankfully, but it goes like this: I'm just resting up for heaven.
所以呢，就是那个我们有一个。英语的一个说法就是我们不经常说我们非常感恩，但是就是说我一直一路上呢摔摔打打的进入天堂。
Are we to be resting up for heaven or working hard because we're going to heaven very soon? We've only got a little time to get our work done.
觉得我们要这么一直挣扎的去天堂呢，还是因为我们要一直工作着去天堂呢？因为这里的时间呢，我们很快就要去到天堂了呢
？So, Jacob.I'm just a little disappointed. I think Jacob failed at this point.
因为就是说，我认为呢，就是雅各呢，他非常的那个失望，因为在这个地方呢，雅各他失败了。
He wasn't perfectly honest with Esau.
他对以扫呢，他是完全的诚实的。
And I don't think he was perfectly honest with God.
我认为他在神面前并不是完全诚实。
And the next story will break your heart.
这下故事呢会让你心碎。
Here's verse 34, chapter 34.
第34章。
Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her.
一节说呢，利亚给雅各所生的女儿底拿出去，要见那地的女子们。那地的王子希莫人，哈莫的儿子，事先看见他就拿出他与他躺卧，玷污了他。
Well, he bought a parcel of land there. Obviously, he was going to stick around, and so he stayed around and.Dinah said, well, I may as well get to know the people in the town. So she goes out to meet them.
因为他在那里呢买了一块地，买了一块地呢，基本上呢，他就说是在那里定居下来了。定居下来以后呢，他说呢，我要到四周去看看。所以基本上他女儿底拿呢，就出去说呢，我要看看当地的人。
We're not sure of all the details.But this is a tragic story of this dear woman, Dinah.
因为我们不知道所有细节，但是呢，对这个女士底娜来说呢，是一个悲惨的故事。
It's interesting that Abraham was concerned that Pharaoh might take Sarah.
因为这是非常有意思，亚伯拉罕呢，他呢害怕法老会娶撒拉。
Isaac was concerned that Abimelech would take Rebekah.
因为就是说雅各呢，他呢，以撒呢，他也害怕那个阿比米勒呢会夺取那个利百加。
And now, tragically, Shechem takes Dinah.
所以呢，现在呢，就是说是非常的悲惨的呢事件呢，就是玷污了底拉。
I think all three of them were probably beautiful women.
我认为他们三个人呢，可能都是非常漂亮的女人。
But I think also all three of them were probably women of outstanding character compared to the women of Canaan around them.
因为我认为呢，肯定是这三个女人呢，她们在那个品德、个性方面呢，都比当地的迦南女人们要强得多。
So, verse 3 says, Shechem's soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to her.
第三节说，事件的心系念雅各的女儿底拉，喜爱这女子，甜言蜜语的安慰她。
He didn't just take her, he professed love for her.
不仅占有了他，他向他表示他爱他。
So Shechem, he was a prince, spoke to his father, who was the king, the key man in Shechem. Hamor was his name. Get me this woman as a wife, he said.
所以事件他是王子，他对他父亲哈莫说，求你为我聘这女子为妻。
And Jacob, verse 5, heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field. So Jacob held his peace until they came.
所以第五节说呢，雅各听见事件，玷污了他的女儿底拿，那时他的儿子们正在和群畜在田野里，雅各就闭口不言，等他们回来。
Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him.
事件的父亲哈莫出来见雅各，要和他商议。
And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved and very angry.Because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which ought not to be done.
第七节说呢，雅各的儿子们听见这事，就从田野回来，人人悲伤，十分恼怒，因事件在以色列家做了丑事，与雅各的女儿躺卧，这本是不该做的事。
Now remember, God's plan is always one man, one woman in the marital union.And that's all, not before and not during with others. That's God's plan. And if you don't follow God's plan, problems are going to come from one way, another way, some other way. Don't do it any way other than God's way.
记住神的计划呢，就是一男一女在婚姻里面联合，不要在结婚之前就去做那事儿，也不要在中间。所以呢，总是要是按照神的计划去做。如果你那么不按照神的方式去做，迟迟早早这样那样的问题总会出现。一定要按照神的方式做，不要按照自己的方式做。
So verse 8, Hamor spoke with them. That would be Jacob and his older sons.
所以第八节说哈莫和他们商议，他们就是说是他们的儿子们。
He said, the soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife and make marriages with us. Give your daughters to us and take our daughters to yourselves.
因为呢，哈莫和他们面议，就是雅各的儿子们商议说，我儿子事件很恋慕你女儿，求你们将他给我的儿子为妻，你们与我们彼此结亲，你们可以把女儿们给我们，也可以娶我们的女儿们。
So you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade in it, and acquire possessions for yourselves in it.
你们与我们同住吧，这地都在你们面前，只管在此居住，做买卖，之产业。
So what's going on here?
在这里发生了什么呢？
Well, let's listen. They said, we like your daughter, but on top of that, why don't you live with us, and you stay with us, and we'll all intermarry, and underneath they're saying, and your riches will be our riches, and we'll share everything.
他基本上说呢，哎，你们住在这里，你住在这里，为什么你们不加入我们呢？我们互相联姻啊，你们的东西是我们东西，我们东西是你们东西，最终呢，你们的财产呢成了我们的财产。
Now you who are married understand this far better than me, but I've been told, when you get married, you just don't marry a spouse, you marry a family, you marry a whole lot of relationships, you get a whole lot of advantages and a whole lot of problems.
这个里面呢，你们结过婚的人呢，比我更理解这一点。你当你结婚的时候呢，你并不是只是说嫁个或者娶了一个人，你是嫁个或娶了一整家，然后呢，你有整所有的这样的一些关系，你有所有的这些优势，还有周围的这样的人，同样呢，你也会继承那一大堆问题。
Now Abraham and his family didn't get along very well with the people of Canaan.
亚伯拉罕和他的家人呢，对这跟迦南人呢，并不是很和睦。
He lived in tents, and he was separated from them.
他住在帐篷里，和他们分开了。
Lot decided he would move to Sodom, And he didn't get along very well there. He got into real trouble.
林罗德呢，他呢决定呢搬到所多玛去。在所多玛那里去呢，他跟他们呢也是搞不好，所以呢他呢自己在那里呢就是也搞出一大堆问题来。
Isaac basically lived a separated life, but when he got close to Abimelech and his family, he got into trouble.
因为就是以撒呢，他基本上呢也是说是，当他和他们那个就是分开的时候呢，他是没事的；当他靠近那个伊比马勒的时候呢，他也产生了麻烦。Jacob
settled down among them, and he got into trouble.
所以呢，雅各呢在他们周围定居呢，他也陷入麻烦。
So the Christian is to be in the world, but not of the world. We're to be with the world, but only in the sense that we're strangers passing through. Don't settle down in the world. Don't say, I'm going to be like them. You say, I'm going to follow Jesus, and I'm going to live like a pilgrim. Pilgrim is somebody who goes through rather than stays.
因为那个基督徒呢，就是那我们是在这个世界里，我们并不是不在这个世界里。我们在这个世界呢，我们和他们在一起，我们和他们在一起呢，只是说是我们不在这个世界定居，我们只是说是从这个世界经过。我们呢是跟从主耶稣基督，我们不要跟从这个世界的人。我们在这里呢，就是说是我们是朝圣者，朝圣者的意思呢，就是说是我们是过客，从这里走过。
Are these problems easy? No.
这些问题很容易解决吗?
Was this a difficult day for Jacob?
对雅各来说是艰难的日子吗?
Yeah. 是。 What were the easy days for Jacob?
那么雅各的休闲日子是什么时候?
We have a hard time remembering them, don't you?
我们根本记不起来，是不是?
Lots of problems.
一大堆问题。
The Christian life is not an easy life because we're sinners and we're living in a land of sinners and it's hard for us to get along.
因为对基督徒的人生来说呢，并不是容易的人生，因为呢，我们都是罪人，我们是罪人呢，就是说是我们住在一个罪人的世界里，是很难和他们搞在一起的。
Okay, so, Shechem. Shechem is the man who took Dinah. Shechem speaks up, verse 11.
事件是那个就是占有了底拿的人。十一节事件开始说。
Shechem said to her father, Jacob, and to her brothers, all these boys who came in from the field, let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you ask me, I will give.
这件事件对女儿的父亲和弟兄们，这些弟兄们都是从田野里回来的，所以但愿我在你们面前蒙恩，你们想向我要什么，我必给你们。Was
he sincere?
他是真诚的吗?
I think so.
我认为是的。
Had he done the right thing?
他们做的正确的事情吗?
Absolutely not.
绝对没有。
What is the Bible say, when you get over to the story of Moses, what's the Bible say?
那你呢，就是说是听到了摩西的那故事以后，圣经是怎么说？
People who do that kind of thing should die.
嗯，就是说是那样去做的人应该处死。
Shechem, your behavior was absolutely life demanding. You should die for what you did.
所以世界，你的人生呢是。 完完全全的已经被定罪了，你这么做应该被治死。So
verse 12, ask me ever so much dowry and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me, but give me the young woman as wife.
第十二节说呢，无论我要多重的嫁妆和礼物，我必照着你们所说的给你们，只要把女子给我为妻。Can
money buy forgiveness for sin?
所以那个钱能够为了罪去买到饶恕吗?
No.
不能。
Can anything make up for it?
有没有任何东西可以让他
Only the Lord in His grace could.
只有主和他的恩典可以。
But sin is sin. Don't sin.
罪就是罪，不要犯罪。
So he said, I'll do anything.
他说呢，我会做一切的事情。
Verse 13, but the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, and spoke deceitfully, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister.
第十三节说雅各的儿子们因为事件玷污了他们的妹子底拉，就用欺骗的话回答事件和他的父亲哈姆。
How do you solve this problem?
你怎么解决这样的问题呢
？Tell a lie.
撒谎。
You ever heard of any situation like this, where there's a big problem, and you say, I think the best way out of this is to lie?
因为你有没有听到过这样的一些事情呢？就是说是当一些事情发生以后呢，你说我呢，就是逃避这些事情最好的办法就是撒个谎。
Jacob hadn't been completely truthful in his relationship with Esau.
所以呢，雅各呢，他跟以撒之间的关系呢，从来没有就完完全全是真的。
Jacob's sons were not being extremely truthful when they spoke to Shechem.
因为这雅各的儿子，当他们跟那个事件说话的时候呢，他们并没有完完全全的讲真话。
Laban hadn't been truthful when he spoke to Jacob regarding wages.
所以拉班他当跟雅各呢谈那个工资的时候呢，也并没有完完全全讲真话。
Jacob hadn't been truthful when he wanted the blessing from his father Isaac.
所以呢，雅各呢，当他想要从他的父亲以撒那里得到祝福的时候呢，他也并没有讲真话。
What have we learned about lies?
我们对谎言了解多少
？Don't lie.
不要撒谎。
Tell the truth.
讲真话。
Anyway, they spoke deceitfully.
不管怎么说，他们用欺骗的话回答。
And they justified it by saying, He defiled our sister Dinah, which is far worse than the lie we're going to tell him.
他们自己呢，就是说是自己给自己认为是公义的，因为那事件玷污了他们的妹子。这比我们撒谎要远远严重的多。
So verse 14, they said to them, the sons of the Shechem and his family and so on, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to us. But on this condition, we will consent to you. If you will become as we are, if every male of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take our daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people.
第十四节到第十六节，第十四节说，对他们说，我们不能把我们的妹子给没有受割礼的人为妻，因为那是我们的羞辱，唯一的条件才可以应允。若你们所有的男性都受割礼和我们一样，我们就把女儿给你们，也娶你们的女儿们，我们便与你们同住，我们就成为一样的人民。
That's just a pack of lies.
这是一大堆谎言。
Is it possible for people to tell lies?
人呢撒谎是可能的吗？
Yeah.
是的。
We get upset when we see it in the business world.
因为我们看到这个生意的世界的时候呢，我们非常的沮丧。
And we get upset when we see it in the political world.
当我们看到政治这个世界的时候，我们也非常的沮丧。
And we get more upset when we see it in families.
因为如果我们在这里看到家人去撒谎，我们就更加的沮丧。
And I've spoken to some people, and I say to them, how are things between you and your family?
所以我跟一个人说呢，我说你和你家人之间关系怎么样
？And sometimes they say I can't trust a word that my sister or daughter or other members of my family say. They just lie to me all the time.
所以他说，有时候呢，我甚至不能相信我的妹妹、我的女儿们，他们在很多时候呢，大部分时间他们都对我撒谎。
Was Shechem a liar? Probably.
世界是个撒谎的吗？有可能是。
But that's not the point here. Jacob's family were liars. The sons were lying, and Jacob was listening.
因为你点不在这里，因为那雅各的这些儿子们呢，他们都在撒谎。当他们撒谎的时候，雅各在旁边听着。
Verse 17, but if you will not heed us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughter and be gone.
实际就是说，如果你们不听从我们受割礼，我们就带着妹子走了。
Well, I'm not sure that that was the truth either. The whole thing was a lie.
所以我也不确定这句话是不是真的。这所有的事情呢，全部都是谎言。
Verse 18, and these words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. So the young man did not delay to do the thing, because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was more honorable than all the household of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city and spoke with the men of the city, saying, These men are at peace with us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land and trade in it. Here's the money part of it again.For indeed, the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters and our, to our, us as wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only on this condition will the men consent to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised, will not their livestock, their property, and every animal of theirs be ours?Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us.
你刚才他读的18到23节，18节说呢，哈莫和他的儿子是见喜欢这话，那少年人做这事并不延迟，因为他喜爱雅各的女儿，他在他父亲家中也是最受尊重的。哈莫和他的儿子是见到本城的门口，跟本城的人商量说。这些人与我们和睦，不如让他们在我们这里居住做买卖。这里又是开始谈钱了。看了，这地也宽阔，足够容下他们。我们可以娶他们的女儿们为妻，也可以把我们的女儿们嫁给他们。唯一有一件事我们必须做，他们才肯应允和我们同住，成为我们一样的人民，就是我们中间所有的男性都要受割礼，和他们一样。他们的群畜、财物和一切的牲口不都归我们吗？只要答应他们，他们就与我们同住。
Were all the family of Jacob honorable in this story?
所以呢，在这所有的故事里呢，那个雅各和他的家人都是诚实的吗？
No. Were all the family of Shechem honorable in this story?
所以所有的也是剑和他的家人在这个故事里是诚实的吗
？No, they were all robbers at heart.
所以呢，也不是他们在内心。
Who was the best of them?
他们在内心里都是有那个掠夺的。
The wicked man Shechem was the best.
他们中间的谁是最好的？那么这个邪恶的事件是最好的。
All the others were worse.
其他人呢都更糟。
You want to marry into that family?
你想嫁给那样的家庭吗
？You say no, I don't want to get near that family.
你说不，我才不想嫁到那个家庭去。
Why stories like this in the Bible?
为什么在圣经里有这样的故事呢
？Somehow we got to know what's going on in the hearts and minds of other people who will lie to us and do all kinds of other things. Say what they want to say. They often, But we, if you read the Bible, you know more about people than the psychologist ever will.
因为里面的圣经里写这样的故事呢，以便呢让我们所有的人呢都知道，有些人呢他们向我们撒谎的时候，他们在想什么，他们脑袋里想的是什么，他们想要做什么。所以如果你去读圣经的话呢，你远远要比心理学家更加去了解人。
Don't go to university and take psychology.
不要去到大学去学心理学。
Want to understand people? Read your Bible.
你想要去了解人心吗？读圣经。
Only once in my life did I take a course in psychology.
在我人生里只我只上过一次心理学的课。
I thought it was ridiculous, but they said if you don't take this course, you don't graduate.
因为我认为这个是非常荒谬的，但是他们就告诉我说，如果你不上这门课，你就毕不了业。
So I took the course.
所以我上了那课。
And I wrote a midterm paper.
我在这中间呢写了。
And I asked what my mark was.
你知道我的那个就是说是分数是多少？
And they said blue.
他们说蓝色的。
And I said blue.
我说蓝色。
I said what's blue mean?
我说蓝色什么意思？
He said, well, it's not as good as red, but it's a whole lot better than yellow.
他说那没有红色的好，但是那比黄色要好得多。
I said, I know why I didn't take this course. This is absolutely stupid.
我说呢，我现在知道为什么我不想上这门课，这个太愚蠢了。
When the course was over, I got a B.
那个整个那个就是课上完以后呢，我得了 B.
Everybody else that I knew who took the course got a B.
因为我认识的所有在上那门课的人都分数。
I'm not sure that the professor marked the exam at all.
他们所有人的分数全是 B， 我不决定呢。我觉得那个教授呢，他阅了所有的卷子。
I thought, duh, I don't need to understand this stuff. I've got my Bible. I know what's going on in the hearts of people.
我说他，我才不想上这样的课程。我知道呢，我为什么不想上？我只想读圣经，因为圣经呢，让我知道所有的人的内心。
I got a professor who isn't man enough to say that was not very good, Harold.Or that was very good. He couldn't say that. He was afraid he might hurt my feelings.
因为就是我有一个教授呢，他那个他根本没有足够胆量跟我说呢 ，Harold 那个不是非常好，或者不是怎么样。他不想清楚的说明，因为他不想伤害我的心。
I think the reason he didn't give us a grade is because he didn't know the difference between right and wrong either.
所以我认为呢，他那不给我们阅卷的目的呢，是因为他都不知道对与错是什么。
All right, well, when one thing we do know for sure, the clock says that our class is over.
就是其中一件事情我们非常确定，那个钟说呢，我们的学习时间到了。
Okay, read your Bible, and you'll understand what's going on in their hearts, and you'll understand what's going on in your heart.
所以要读你的圣经，你读完圣经后呢，你就知道他们内心想什么，也知道你内心想什么。
Sad story, it's not all over yet.
所以一个悲惨的故事还没结束。
Okay, Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
You're the God who tells the truth.
你是那位告诉我们真理的神。
And you're the God who makes it abundantly clear. Sin is sin.
所以您是那样一位神呢，把这个呢讲得非常清楚，罪就是罪。
And the closer we get to it, the worse it gets.
所以呢，我们越靠近罪呢，我们就越糟。
Lord, may we flee to the Lord as Jacob did.
所以呢，就是说主啊，就是让我们呢逃离，那个就是像雅各逃离一样。
And then when that's over, Lord, keep us from settling down in this sinful world.
所以呢，就是说是在那一切结束以后呢，让我们不要在这个罪恶的世界定居。
Now we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your love for us even. And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以我们感谢您赐给我们真理，甚至我们感谢您赐给我们的爱。所以呢，我们的感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.